degrees in Nashville. We expect gradually sunny skies today with a high in the mid-90s, a heat index in the low triple digits. There is still, though, about a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The heavy rainfall early yesterday morning and afternoon is setting the region up for possible flooding. In the Chattanooga area, widespread flash flooding shut down a stretch of interstate for hours and triggered more than 400 calls for emergency assistance and 35 water rescues. Four weather-related deaths have been confirmed in that area. The Tennessee Emergency Management Agency is urging residents across the state to be prepared if rainfall continues. Stay alert for ponding water and flooding on roadways. And if you need help due to flooding, contact your local emergency management agency. A small town in rural West Tennessee will soon be the site of a privately run ICE detention center. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports that the town of Mason, Tennessee, narrowly approved the contract on Tuesday.
A 600-bed prison in the town of Mason has sat empty for nearly 4 years, but it will soon be filled with ICE detainees from across the Mid-South. In a contentious town hall meeting, the mayor stressed the economic opportunities for cash-strapped Mason. Resident Civil Miller Watkins said she doesn't see all money as good money.
This particular detention center would be less than 20 minutes from my son's high school. And when he graduates, this is not the job I want him to be able to have.
The detention center will be privately run by CoreCivic, a for-profit prison operator, which is under investigation by the DOJ for dangerous understaffing and safety concerns. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
The proposed path of a tunnel linking downtown and the Nashville airport includes the only habitat of an endangered aquatic species. The Nashville crayfish lives in Mill Creek and nowhere else. It's one of only four protected crawfish species in the nation. The Tennessean reports the tunnel's proposed path crosses Mill Creek and a handful of its tributaries. As WPLN has reported, the kind of bedrock in our area is prone to cracking and collapsing. That means the tunneling project could breach the water table and leak construction material into the Mill Creek watershed. Experts say roughly half of the waterway has already been damaged by development. That includes a tunneling accident 25 years ago when an attempt to bore a small tunnel for fiber optic cable near a Mill Creek tributary ran into problems with an underground rock formation. It contaminated the water and killed scores of crayfish. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.